Welcome back to the Revis Rundown. I'm Gunnar Revis. Here joining me today is Caden Butler, who is a junior here at LCU with a history major with emphasis in pre-law. And he's also a track athlete. How you doing, Caden?
Pretty good.
Well, hey, man, if you don't mind sharing a little bit about yourself, like where you came from, what brought you here, and how it's been treating you so far.
Okay, I'm from the DFW area, and something that brought me here was track. Came here for track and field and high jump.
Okay. So was track always like something that you've always done?
It's kind of something I did after basketball season my senior year for fun. And then I figured I was really good at it. So I just got a scholarship and went to college for it.
Okay. So you come from an athletic background then?
Right.
Okay. Nice. So being here this year, third year at LCU, What has LCU brought to you that, you know, I mean, has it helped you spiritually? Has it helped you get connected with more groups, more people, more friends? Like, what does that look like from your point of view?
Definitely getting closer with God as I've been here. Kind of before I went to a Catholic school, and it was a little different. So when I got here, it was more of a welcoming thing. And I felt like everyone here in this university is welcoming with God and understanding, like, everyone's going through something. So...
Okay. And here you do track as well. So, like, as far as collegiate track and high school track, how big of a jump was that for you?
That jump is huge, man. It's different. It's just high school, like, you might go out there once or twice a week and jump and maybe run a little bit. And then college is totally different game. Harder training, harder jumping. Got to put on weight, got to lift weights, got to be there every day. Got to run, like, yep. It's just a lot.
Heard that. What were some key milestones or challenges you encountered along the way, like from being here at LCU throughout track?
Definitely injuries when I first got here and still to now. Even my freshman year, I messed up my ankles and knees, and then the knee has been lingering the past 2 or 3 years, so it's been a recurring issue. But that's really the only thing within athletics I've had issues with. Everything else is fine. Coaching's fine. It's just injuries.
So as far as like academics and everything, like how different has it been for you to adjust from the high school level of the okay, I can get by kind of mindset versus no, you determine your own success here with your grades?
I would say my mom made me make sure I was an absolute like academic weapon and just made sure I studied, stayed on top of it. So the transition from college to from high school to college was just, like, seamless. Only thing I can say is learning Chicago manual style instead of APA formatting.
That's real, honestly. Yeah. Honestly, if this isn't too personal, what inspired you to pursue college athletics, though?
My brother, to be honest with you. He was always jumping and running track my whole life, and I was just always at the meets. And I was like, I look up to him as my big bro. I want to do what he does. And yeah.
Okay. So just kind of being around it and everything. Right, was track your ideal, like, first sport that you wanted to pursue, or was there more?
It was always basketball, like, from day one. And it just accidentally became track because I need to go to school. So we got to pay for something.
Right. So, like, was LCU kind of like one of your first big offers that you had, or was there more?
It was the last offer I had, actually. I had a long, like, a bad recruitment process and kind of got stuck outside of being in school. And then LCU came and picked me up, and I'm here now.
Okay. So do you ever sit back and think, like, oh, man, what if I actually went to another school, or what if I went and did another sport, or if I pursued basketball instead of track? Do you ever think about that often, or no, not at all?
Kind of pretty often, because I still love basketball. Still a hooper at heart, so... Anytime I see someone playing pickup, or like I see one of my teammates from high school playing in college, I'm just like, oh, I could be there. I could be at that school with them.
Okay. So now I'm going to go back to the athletic side just a little bit. So honestly, though, like, how do you, from a jumper, how do you continuously work on improving, you know, certain aspects to your game, I could say, or your talent, really?
It's just... I can just give you 2 points. It's just techniques and weights for jumps. And technique is king, and technique is everything. If that's off, you're going to be off. Everything's basic physics when it comes to jumps. So if you are 10 degrees too far over one way, your body's going to flip one different way than it's supposed to. And for weight, it's a lot different. You just got to put some weight on the bar and move it fast.
And get that quickness, get right?
Quickness, yep.
Anyway, honestly, I mean, you've been through a lot of challenges and stuff on and off the track and field. How do you navigate through those challenges and like continue to just strive to be great? Like, is God a big part of that?
Yeah, I just got to trust in God, man. It's a tough process. It's anyone else going through it would understand. Just trying to just having back-to-back-to-back injuries like that.
And I bet it helps having someone there with you. Like, I know you have Sydney, so I bet you that helps out a lot, and having someone to share this success with.
Definitely has having someone I'm fortunate to share my life with and inspire me every day. So definitely have a good person to have along the way with you.
Oh, that's good. That's good. So as of now, like I said, third year here. Bert, when you first got here, what was your initial reaction to LCU?
What did I get myself into? No, I'm playing. It was, wow, this place is small, but it's nice. It's very convenient. It's very, for like someone who not very used to the big universities and like, how am I going to get the class? This is the perfect university for you. Everything's around the corner. So.
And so it kind of like gave you a sense of like, okay, this is good here. Like it's a good place I can call home and be here.
Right.
Wow, man. So it seems like you've been through a lot. I mean, and then recently, you know, you've had a few bumps in the road and, but like looking into the future, what are your thoughts on everything on this? Like just how do you plan on navigating through the few challenges that you've had recently?
Just by staying optimistic and keeping my options open, kind of just seeing where God takes me with his plan and just following it through and with it.
Okay. Because personally, I've dealt with those things and I've always sat there and been like, man, you know, I don't know what's out there, but I'm not going to sit there and question it because I know God's got me and God has a plan. I mean, you can't sit there and just because one thing goes wrong, it doesn't mean it wasn't a good rejection necessarily.
Right.
But going back to, you know, academics and stuff, how hard is it for your major?
It's fairly difficult. History is, when you're in high school, you think history is a cakewalk and you get to college and you have to learn everything, every facet of history, like from economics to just everything. So it's just pretty difficult, but it's worth it. It's worth it.
What do you plan on doing with your degree and everything? Like, if you care to elaborate more on that, if it's not.
No, I'm going to go to law school with my history degree and hopefully make some money.
Well, that's always a good thing, right? To make money. But I'm going to ask you a few more questions and hopefully not get too personal or anything just, you know, but like throughout this whole 3 years of being an athlete and stuff, are there any like specific achievements or milestones that, you know, really stood out and that actually kept you going? Or did you have any doubt that you were like, oh man, what if this isn't what I want to do? Like, I know that there's times as an athlete where you're sitting there like, is it worth it? Like, I want to quit. Like, you know, but like, was there like a certain milestone or a certain memory or something that kept you going and you're like, I have to keep going. I got to finish the story.
Can it be high school?
It can.
I think after I went state in high school, I was like, okay, I really can take this seriously and go and do something with it. And like, after that point, when I got to college, I've always looked back. I'm like, I'm literally a state champion. I literally did this. I know what I can do. I know I can come back from this.
So does that mindset connect with the academic side as well? Or is that kind of like a different shift? Because, I mean, I know that kind of puts you on the spot a little bit, but it's also something that, I mean, a lot of student athletes kind of sit there and they'll be like, well, yeah, it kind of does. Or no, I mean, this is me on the court, this is me off the court kind of thing.
I have a coach for track and I have a coach for a school, which is my mom, who just like nail and hammer, just stay on me about assignments and things like that. So it's kind of the same thing. It's kind of just staying on top of it and trusting it.
Okay. And as far as like your coaches and stuff, have they impacted you a lot since you've been here at LCU and like poured into you and helped you spiritually and within your sport as well? Or is it more of a kind of just you and your jumper, your jumping abilities and everything?
It's definitely both. Our coach Tyree Gales definitely tries to instill us being men before anything else, and him being a good Christian man. It just is a positive role model to look up to as a black man at the school.
That's a fair statement. There you go. I mean, honestly, I mean, I get it. Track is obviously one of the harder sports here at LCU too, because think about it. You have to maintain peak physical condition. Mm-hmm. You're always out there every day. And besides just having to be at a practice or getting to be there, you yourself is in the athletic mindset is like, I got to be better. If I'm sitting here, someone else is going to be better than me.
100%.
And I know that never leaves.
Yeah, it never leaves. It'll eat you up until you're done.
But, okay, a few more questions. So since you've been here, is there a lot of people that you would like, man, I never thought I'd be friends with unless, you know, I'd reached out or if so-and-so was my friend? Or because me and you, we met at orientation.
Right.
And that was kind of one of those like, hey, me and him, we're going to be good buddies.
Right. Definitely one of our friends named Turner. He's a kid from a small country town and talks with a lot of twang and accent. So when you're talking to him, you're just like, okay, I'm probably just not going to talk to this dude that much. But seeing the connection that we've had the past 2 years about sophomore year is just cool to watch, to see somebody transform like that.
Oh yeah. It's always one of those things. Like, it's honestly just, it's crazy how you get connected with certain people. Like, honestly, if we didn't meet in orientation, I don't know how else we would have met, because our groups are totally different from our freshman year groups to now.
It's insane.
But a little bit more about back home. When you were pursuing your track career here, did you do it for you, or did you do it as a sense to give kids back home hope?
Definitely give kids back home hope, because I was at a UIL school for 3 years, and I was one of the first kids in our area to kind of branch out and transfer to a private school. And after I left, the class behind me had several people just come in and transfer out. And so I kind of saw that. I was like, wow, that's big.
Okay, cool. Yeah, it's because, I mean, that's how it was here with me. And being, you know, coming from a small school, especially graduating from one, you know, you sit there and you're just like, man, I don't want a kid to think that they can't do it.
Right.
You put your mind to it. You put your mind to it. And, you know, as long as God is involved within it and you still strive to serve God and not just show other people that, oh, it's because of you that I sat here and was like, okay. Because like for me, I sat there and I was like, I could do it to prove people wrong.
Exactly.
But is that the right mindset?
That's not the right mindset.
To show yourself. Right. And then you do it to strive for, you know, God's greatness and everything else.
Right. I had a saying. Someone told me in high school that you got to enjoy climbing the mountain and being on top of it. Because mm-hmm. some people just want to be on top of that mountain without putting on the work. And then just looks totally different.
And it's like something that I've heard too. It was like, I've seen a lot of things recently on social media where it was just talking about like, you got to put some work behind that prayer. 100%. Like, you can't just pray about something and then assume that it's just going to happen because you prayed about it.
Right.
Like, you can't just sit still. But you do put work behind it. You keep striving to be great because, you know, let's be honest here. Me and you, we've been in some situations where, like, for me, my background of basketball, we were able to go and win some tournaments, go far in playoffs and stuff. And then you, especially with basketball, too, as well.
Right.
And even track, I mean, you're able to get all these accomplishments and everything. But at the end of the day, I mean, we know that ourselves got here. But without God, we really wouldn't be here.
Exactly. Amen to that.
But I appreciate you giving me these answers, Caden. Is there anything, last final thoughts that you want to share or maybe help motivate people or anything really?
Incoming athlete, incoming freshman, go to that training room and get some treatment. Go to rehab. Stay consistent with rehab. You'll never get hurt.
Nope. Well, all right. Well, thank you, Caden. I appreciate you being on my podcast, and hopefully, you know, people will tune in and listen to this and take something from it, because, I mean, honestly, really wasn't expecting you to say yes to this, but I was just like, oh, man, hopefully Caden will allow me some of his time.
There's no problem, brother. But, I'm glad to do it anytime.
All right. Well, signing off is Gunnar Rivas with Caden Butler. Thank you, Caden.